Shetoyin matin domim v'imru l'gabi mizbeach. A regular korban pesach has a zrikas domim, has a murim on the mizbeach. So maybe regular korban pesach we should learn out from a korban shlomim that it could come from moyis ma'isesheni. So if Rabbi Kiva argues on Rabbi Lezer and says you cannot learn out pesach doros from pesach mitzrayim. On this omaloi, Rabbi Lezer answers back and says no. Harayuwaim, the pasuk says the yavaretoes avoid azois. Bachodesh hazeh, that this is the avoid of the korban pesach that should be done bachodesh hazeh, that we darshan shiyu kol avoidus shachodesh hazeh kazeh, all the korban pesach that are going to be brought l'doros in the future, so you'll have the same halacha like this korban pesach here. So just like the korban pesach of Mitzrayim, there was not brought from moyis ma'isishen only from chulin. This is Rabbi Lezer's limud. Who are then all Pesach Lederis have the same halacha, that they could only be brought from Chulin and not from Moyis Ma'isisheni. So this is the Machloikish Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Akiva. Now the Gemara says, Rabbi Akiva, Isov alo, the Eindon and Efshe Mishi Efshe. Rabbi Akiva holds that you cannot learn out Efshe from an Efshe. If so, Leike Bimilsa. But let him just remain with this first question on Reb Lezer. Why does he have to have another kasha on Reb Lezer to say that Pesach Mitzrayim was different, there was no Mizbeach? What is he in the kasha for? Let Reb Akiva remain with his first question. Elamai, what do you want to tell me? Ehode Bey, for Reb Akiva was chazed himself, and now he holds, yes, you could learn out an Efsha from an Efsha, and that is, if so, Fahai Delegom Mi Pesach Mitzrayim. How come Rabbi Kiva then argues really on Rabbi Lezer and says you cannot learn out Pesach Doros from Pesach Mitzrayim? Mishum haipirchu, because of this pircha, that Pesach Mitzrayim, there was no Mizbeach, it's not the Korban Shlomim. So therefore Pesach Mitzrayim cannot come from Moyis Ma'isisheni. Samar says no. Ha Pesach Midbar Yachiach. Listen, the Korban Pesach Klal Yisrael brought in the Midbar, there also there was no Ma'ase Sheni, they were not in Eretz Yisrael yet, and there they had a Mizbeach, so they had the Mishkan, so there was a Zrikas Adam. So maybe the next Pesach that was brought in Midbar, since it's Toyin, Matan Dam, and Emurim, maybe it could be brought for Ma'ase Sheni. And since L'Ma'ase was not, Enach Namud, because it was the Efsha, since they did not have any Ma'ase Sheni, but if you tell me now, Rabbi Kiva, you could learn out Efsha, Mashi Efsha, so then what's his question? What's Rabbi Akiva's question on Rabbi Lezer? So more explains like this. This is the Pshat of Rabbi Akiva. I'll tell you really that Lidvor of Rabbi Lezer Komar, Rabbi Akiva is speaking back to Rabbi Lezer and saying like this. Lididi to me, Enechnami. Ein don en efshe mishi efshe. Rabbi Akiva himself holds Enechnami. Cannot learn out of Pesach Doros from Pesach Mitzrayim. Mainly because in Pesach Mitzrayim was not possible to have it done any other way. So that's why it was brought Menachulun. But maybe when they're in Eretz Yisrael and they have Ma'ase Sheni, maybe it could be brought from Moyis Ma'ase Sheni. That's the main reason why Rabbi Kiva does not learn out like Rabbi Lezer. But he says, but l'didoch, Rabbi Kiva means to say, according to you, Rabbi Lezer, the Amrit that you say you hold, don an Efsha, Mishi Efsha, yes, you could learn out Efsha. From an Efsha, if so, still I have a question on you. That Ma'al, the Pesach Mitzrayim, you know what the Pesach Mitzrayim. They were not brought from Moyis Ma'ase Sheni, Shekein Einu Toy Matan Domim, V'emur Magabi Mizbeach, because at that time there was no Mizbeach yet, there was no mitzvah Zrikas Adam or the Korban Pesach in Mitzrayim, and there was no mitzvah of burning the Emurim. So that's why it was not brought from Moyis Ma'ase Sheni, because that Korban was not Domit or Korban Shlomim. But to Yama B'Pesach Deris, Ma'ashenkin by Pesach in the future, Shetoy Matan Domim, after they have the Mizbeach, you have to have Zrikas Damim. Domin, and the Emurim Magabi Mizbeach, there is a mitzvah to burn the Emurim and the Mizbeach. So then maybe it could be brought for Moyis Ma'ase Sheni. That's Rabbi Akiva's kasha to Rabbi Lezer. L'didoch, according to your time, still have a kasha on you. And on this, the Yomalei Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Lezer comes back and says, no, the Yavarato, that is the posuk of Yavarato, Zavoy, Dazoy, Sachodesh, Azir, that comes to teach us that all the karbonos of Korban Pesach all have the same aloch of Pesach Mitzrayim. But just like by Pesach Mitzrayim, it was only brought Menachulin, who adin Pesach Zeres also is only brought Menachulin. Now the Gemara says, for Rabbi Lezer, Leimelei Pesach Midbo Yechiach. Like, why didn't Rabbi Lezer answer back to Rabbi Kiva and say, listen, You're asking me a question, and maybe Pesach Mitzrayim was different. Maybe it was different. There was no Mizbeach. But I'll bring you proof from the Pesach that was brought in the Midbar that there was a Mizbeach, and it also did not come from Eisi Sheni. So that's where I'm learning it out from. So Moritz is back, and Reb Lezer could have said that, but Reb Lezer meant to say back to Reb Kiva, and he meant to say, Lidvorot Reb Kiva Karmalei. Reb Lezer meant to answer back to Reb Kiva according to you, Reb Kiva. And he meant to say like this, Lididi, according to me, myself, Reb Lezer, Don and Efsha, Mishi Efsha. I learn out Efsha from Mishi Efsha. So therefore, O Mishim Hai Pircha, Pesach Midba Yachiach. That's if you're asking me a new question, and maybe Pesach Mitzrayim was different, because it's not Daimon to Korban Shlomim, since there was no Mizbeach and no Matan Domim, and the Chanami. But I'm learning it out from Pesach Midbar. The Pesach that was brought in the Midbar, then they did have a Mizbeach. And that Pesach was only brought from Chulin, because at that time there was no Ma'aseh Sheni. So in the Chanami, that's the way I learn out. Therefore, according to me, your question is not a question at all. But Rabbi Lezer meant to answer back, Lebidoch. But according to Rabbi Kiva, the Yamrit that your Svar is, you hold, ain't done an Efsha Mishi Efsha. You hold, you can't learn out Efsha Mishi Efsha. So you cannot learn out Pesach Duras from Pesach Mitzrayim. On that, Rabbi Lezer answers back and says, no. The Pesach says clearly here, V'yavarato. As Avoy Dezos Pachodesh Azeh, meaning to say, we learn out all Korban Pesachs from the first Korban Pesach that was brought in Mitzrayim. Samora says, if so, V'hashta Nami Lifroch. Let now Levinu still ask the question. So Rashi explains the question is still back that Rabbi Kiva should have asked, still a Tekasha. Rabbi Kiva holds, you do not learn out Efsha, Mishi Efsha. You can't bring a proof from Pesach Duras, from Pesach Mitzrayim. Pesach Mitzrayim, the reason why it wasn't brought from Ma'aseh Sheni, because they didn't have any Ma'aseh Sheni. So let the Gemara ask now, let Rabbi Kiva stand about to Rabbi Lezer. This Pesach of Ivarata doesn't say clearly you learn out Pesach Duras from Pesach Mitzrayim to a thing that's not Efsha. Maybe it only learns out from things that are Efsha. But if you hold like Rabbi Kiva holds, that you cannot learn out Efsha from Efsha, the Pesach doesn't stand out like that. But the more of a Hashanah Melifrach, even after the Pesach, still we can ask the question. So when it says no, Omer Rav Sheshet, Rav Sheshet says, Zoy Semeres, and here it's a proof, that ain't Meshivan ala Hekish. Once you have a Hekish here, V'yavarat as Avoy Dezois, V'chor HaShazim, it's a Hekish to say that a Pesach Durus is done with the Pesach Mitzrayim, even though one is Efsha and one is a Yefsha, and it's a good Kasha, but the Klal is ain't Meshivan ala Hekish. You're not allowed to ask the question on the Hekish. The Hekish is a limit, like a Zeras HaKosiv, that's the Lacha. Now the Gemara says, of a Tarbitza Omar, Rashi says, Tarbitza means in the base of Medrash, where the Marabit Torah, they said like this. They ask a question like this still, on your Blezer. V'chidover alamed behekish, choyzo malamed behekish. You're telling me now, Pesach itself, how do we know the Korban Pesach itself is only born in Achulim, from a Hekish of Yavaratas Avoides Azois? So how can we learn out all other Kotchim from Pesach? By Kotchim, we don't learn out Adav Alamim and Hekish and Chayzim Lamim and Hekish. So Gemara says no, for Klali Itmar, that Pesach Kulo Chodim Milsi. This Pesach of Yavaratas Avoides Azois, Bechodesh Azeh, it's not a Hekish that would be Makish Pesach Mitzrayim to Pesach. Pesach Dur with the Pesach Mitzrayim. The Pshat is the one Korban Pesach. That's one shame. It's a klal. It's one Korban Pesach. Therefore, we're learning out this is the din of a Korban Pesach. So it's not considered the Hekish. It's like this is the din of a Korban Pesach. But may like learn out all other Korbanos from a Korban Pesach that has to be brought only Minachulin and not from Mois Maisesheni. Now the Gemara is though Rabbi Akiva according to Rabbi Akiva Shita that he argues on your blazer. And he holds you not done an Efsha, Mishi Efsha. If so, Pesach, the Einabu Elimin Achulim in Olei. How does Rabbi Kiva know the Pshat in our Mishnah? To how does the Mishnah know to say that a Korban Pesach is not bought min Meiser, only from Chulin? And our Mishnah says, learning out all of the Kotchim from Pesach. So Gemara says, Nafkele Mehod Yom HaShmuel. Rabbi Kiva learns it out from the same place that Shmuel says, Mishum Reb Lezer, name of Reb Lezer. That the Pesach says in Vayikra, Zois ha-toyro lo'ilo v'la mincho v'la chatis u'l'oshim v'la miluyim u'l'zevach ha-shlomim. That there's a hekesh here of all these kubanas together. What do we learn out from each one? Oilo. When the Pesach says the word Zois ha-toyro lo'ilo, ma oilo, just like a korban oilo, tun and kli, you have to have a kli. We'll soon see which kli. Is afkol ol kotshim toin and kli, you have to have a kli. Mai, what type of a kli are we talking about? What type of utensil? Ilan, if you want to tell me Mizruk, you have to have a cup to receive the dam, to make a Kabbalah's dam. It's not only by oil, it says it by Shalmi Tzibur also. Vayosem biyagonis, they put the dam into a basins. So it says they had a keli. El sakin, it means to teach us that you have to use for the shchita a knife, a sakin. You have to have a kli. So more of the question, v'oila gufim, you know, how do we know that korban oila needs a kli? To have siv, because the pasuk says by Ramavinu, it says vayishlach Avram es yodoi. So he took a machelis, a knife, to shecht his son. And also, Marlu, there Yitzchak had a shame of korban oila. Because right after that, the pasuk says, "Vayaleu li oila tachas benoi," that Avraham Avinu brought the ayah for korban oila instead of his son. So see, his son was supposed to be a korban oila, and he used a sakin. So from here we learn out that oila needs a sakin, and we learn out all other kachim, the shechita has to be done with a kli. Not with stammer reed, not with something sharp, it has to be a kli. Mincha, when the pasuk says the word mincha, what do we learn out? What's the hekesh to mincha? That ma mincha, just like a mincha, is a mechel zel zikhe kuna, only a male kayan could eat from it, not a nekeva, not benois Yisrael. The pasuk says, kol zocho bivnei aron yachlenu, is af kol all other kachim, a necholim el zikhe kuna, at least by kachi kadoshim. So where it says, my, which other korban are we learning out? From the mincha to say it's only for zichrei kuna.